offense looked different this year, obviously because of Deshaun Watson, but I'm talking about play calling, alignment, all that stuff, and the creativity, I think, got bumped to a different level, different stratosphere, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. I think here, I'm always a big fan of, bunch formations. Whenever you get three receivers like this, you call it a bunch. But what made it different this year was in the bunch, you had Hopkins, you had Fuller, and then we added Bruce Ellington.
What a nice addition.
Man.
What a nice addition.
Drew, this is a play in the Seattle game not a lot of people talk about, because when I say to you Seattle game, there's so many great plays in that game. There's the bomb, which happened. Yep. But this is the play that precedes the bomb to Will Fuller, which
set
I think
bomb up.
Yeah, it set it up. And you'll see the Seahawks here are trying to essentially play man coverage to this, and they're trying to answer the bunch with their three defensive backs here. And so essentially with the bunch, you'll have one route maybe goes deep, one's going to go to the inside, one's going to go outside. And so that's why this guy's here, that's why this guy's here, and that's why that guy's there. So that's how they're going to try and attack this with the bunch. The problem is, because of the release of Fuller and Hopkins off the ball, Bruce Ellington works his way right to the middle. Deshaun reads it, hits him, and then he's able to pick this up. This is a 3rd-and-11 play. It's a massive play. Two plays later, Deshaun would hit Fuller for the touchdown. But you can see Bruce go right to the middle. And look at Sherman here. Sherman's right there. Watch how he reacts to this. His first step doesn't need to be to the right. But he buys it with Hopkins.
Yep.
And he's late on Ellington. Earl Thomas is late because he's got Ryan Griffin pushing him. And so what you have is just openings. And you have options. I mean, this is always what you want in the passing game. You want options. And this really put the Seahawks in a bind. And look at that. I mean, how many times have we seen wide receivers just that wide open? And you see Bruce catches about 2 yards short, but he's smart enough to get upfield, get that first down. Two plays later, Drew, Texans would end up taking that one deep.